Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Route. I hope you guys are doing well. Today, the Bible, or scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Deuteronomy 19, 14 through 21, 23, Psalm 44, 9 through 16, Proverbs 10, 31 and 32, Luke 9, 23 through 45. Today, we're going to be talking about God speaks. And our focal passage today is going to come from Luke 9, 35, which says, "Then the voice came from the cloud that says, 'This is my son, the chosen one. Listen to him.'" Peter's Jewish heart was divided, wanting to keep Moses, representing the law, Elijah, representing the prophets, and Jesus, representing the new revelation, all on the same level. He said, "Let us make three tabernacles." This was serious, for the whole future was bound up with the question of whether Jesus was final and whether supreme allegiance should be given to him. It is significant that immediately following this statement, the cloud descended and they became afraid as they entered that cloud. There was a division. There will always be clouds. There are clouds over our churches, and we fear to enter into those clouds. Why are we afraid? The answer is simple: division. Each denomination is thinking in terms of itself. It's losing the sense of collective unity. But out of the cloud comes a voice. God speaks. The voice of one of evaluation and invitation. "This is my son, the chosen one. Listen to him," Luke 9:35. The clouds will never lift and the fears will never depart until we listen to Jesus. And what is he saying? "This. May they all be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you," John 17:21. Jesus must be first, and the unity of the body must take priority over any denominational allegiance. As the divine eagle nudges his church toward the edge of the nest in an effort to cause it to soar above denominational divides, I pray that it will not be long before we who share Christ's name truly become one. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that we are a part of your glorious family. Make me a good member of that family. Make us a good member of that family. May the family spirit be in all I do and all that we say. For we want others to come into this family. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at Matthew 5, 21 through 26, Isaiah 11, 13, Isaiah 52, 7, John 10, 16, and keep these two questions in mind. One, what steps will you take to build Christian unity? Two, is there anyone who needs to be reconciled to? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.